Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Whole 9 Months A Week-by-Week Pregnancy Nutrition Guide with Recipes for a Healthy Start is a practical pregnancy nutrition book written by OBGYN Jennifer Lang with Recipe and Food Guidance by registered dietitian Dana Angela White. It belongs to the Pregnancy Health and Cookbook category. But it is more than a recipe collection. It is organized as a week-by-week guide that connects fetal development, maternal body changes, and daily food choices. The book's purpose is to help pregnant readers make informed nutritional decisions without relying on vague advice or fear-based restrictions. It explains which nutrients matter most, how they support pregnancy, and how to translate that information into meals that are realistic to prepare. By combining medical credibility with accessible cooking advice, the book aims to make pregnancy eating feel structured, evidence-based, and adaptable to different dietary needs. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a week-by-week structure that links nutrition to fetal development. The book's defining feature is its weekly organization, which turns pregnancy nutrition into a timeline rather than a list of rules. Each stage of pregnancy is treated as having its own needs, so readers can connect what is happening in the body with what should be emphasized in the diet. This structure matters because pregnancy is not nutritionally static. Early weeks may require attention to nausea and basic nourishment, while later weeks place greater emphasis on sustaining energy, supporting growth, and keeping meals balanced. The week-by-week format also helps readers understand why certain nutrients become more important at different points. Instead of offering generic pregnancy advice, the book creates a practical rhythm that matches the changing developmental milestones of the baby and the shifting physical experience of the mother. That makes the information easier to follow and more actionable than a broad nutrition handbook. Secondly, medical and dietary expertise combined into one accessible guide. The book stands out because it brings together two kinds of authority: Jennifer Lang's clinical perspective as an OBGYN and Dana Angela White's food and recipe expertise as a dietitian. This combination gives the book a balance that many pregnancy cookbooks lack. The medical side provides credibility for the nutrition guidance, while the culinary side makes the advice usable in daily life. Rather than leaving readers with abstract recommendations, the book translates pregnancy nutrition into meals, ingredients, and preparation ideas. That approach is important because many pregnant readers need reassurance not only about what is safe, but about how to actually eat well when appetite, aversions, and fatigue make planning difficult. The book's tone is friendly and practical rather than clinical or prescriptive, which makes the information feel approachable. Its strength lies in making evidence-based guidance usable without losing the clarity of professional expertise. Thirdly, baby-building nutrients explained in the context of lifelong health. A central idea in the book is that pregnancy food choices affect more than short-term comfort. It presents nutrition as part of a larger developmental process, emphasizing nutrients that support fetal growth and maternal health at the same time. The discussion of baby-building nutrients gives readers a reason behind the recommendations, which is more effective than simply telling them to eat a certain way. By framing food choices around development, the book encourages thoughtful eating instead of anxious over-control. It also reflects a broader public health view: pregnancy nutrition can influence the baby's future health, not just birth outcomes. That perspective helps explain why the book focuses on whole foods, balanced meals, and nutrient density. The approach is not about perfection or rigid restriction. It is about improving the quality of everyday eating so that both mother and baby receive steady support throughout pregnancy. Fourthly, recipes designed for real pregnancy conditions and dietary variation. The recipe section is not presented as an isolated cookbook feature. It is integrated into the book's nutritional purpose. The recipes are meant to be easy, customizable, and realistic for readers whose appetites may change from week to week. This is especially useful in pregnancy, when nausea, cravings, aversions, and energy fluctuations can make standard meal planning difficult. The book responds to those realities by offering food ideas that can be adjusted rather than followed rigidly. It also acknowledges that pregnancy does not fit one dietary pattern, which is why it includes options for vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and gestational diabetes needs. That inclusiveness is significant because it expands the book's usefulness beyond a narrow audience. The nutritional details attached to the recipes, such as calorie counts and facts, help readers make informed choices without turning cooking into a technical exercise. The result is a guide that is both practical and adaptable to different households and health situations. Lastly, practical guidance for managing nausea, cravings, and meal confidence. Another important dimension of the book is its attention to common pregnancy discomforts and the everyday decision-making they create. Many pregnancy guides focus heavily on medical milestones, but this book also addresses the lived reality of eating while pregnant. It offers ideas for handling nausea, cravings, and food aversions, which are often the main obstacles to healthy eating in real life. That matters because even the best nutrition advice becomes ineffective if it does not account for appetite changes and symptom management. The book helps readers approach meals with less stress by giving them flexible options instead of strict rules. This practical orientation encourages consistency, which is more valuable than occasional ideal meals followed by discouragement. In that sense, the book does not just explain what pregnancy nutrition should look like in theory. It shows how to maintain it under imperfect conditions. That focus on usability is one of its strongest contributions to the genre. In conclusion, The Whole 9 Months is best suited for pregnant readers who want nutrition guidance that is both medically credible and realistically usable in everyday life. It will be especially helpful for people who prefer a structured approach, want to understand how pregnancy changes affect food needs, or need recipe ideas that can be adjusted for nausea, cravings, vegetarian eating, gluten-free needs, or gestational diabetes. Its main benefit is clarity. It turns a confusing subject into a week-by-week framework that explains what matters, why it matters, and how to apply it at the table. Compared with many pregnancy books, it stands out because it does not separate health advice from cooking. The medical perspective and recipe development are integrated, so the reader gets both explanation and execution in one place. That makes the book more practical than a general pregnancy reference and more authoritative than a standard cookbook. For readers who want to eat well without guesswork during pregnancy, it offers a focused and dependable guide. If you would like to support Dana Angela White, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.